tomorrow is Earth Day, so today we wanted to celebrate a success. When it comes to endangered species, we hear a lot about animals that are on the verge of going extinct, and that was the case with the Florida panther, or puma. But 50 years of work, and the last remaining species of puma in the eastern United States is no longer on the brink of extinction. That's thanks in part to the work of National Geographic explorer, photographer, and founder of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Project, Carlton Ward Jr. His new book is Path of the Panther, New Hope for Wild Florida. And he's got a documentary by the same name that will be on Disney Plus starting on April 28th. Welcome, Carlton.
Hi.
First, let me start with the photography. How did a one-day assignment with Nat Geo turn into this lifelong project for you?
I went on assignment for one day to try to get a picture in Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge. I turned that into a two-month effort trying to get a picture of a Florida panther with a camera trap. It became a quest and an obsession, and to me, the ultimate symbol of why we need a wildlife corridor. Like you said in your intro, all the pumas in known existence in the eastern United States have been isolated near the southern tip of Florida. And the only way they're going to reach sustainable numbers is having access to more territory, more of their historic territory throughout Florida and beyond. And the only way that's going to happen is saving a connected network of habitat so that they can recover further north throughout the state. Outside of a place like Big Cypress National Preserve, there are very few properties anywhere in the state of Florida under a single ownership that can serve the needs of even a single male Florida panther. So by definition, all the adjacent properties have to work together as one. So you have a state forest and a cattle ranch and a national park and a timber operation. All that green space to a panther, it's just home. But it shows us why we need to keep these ribbons of green, these connected swaths of habitat throughout Florida and throughout our country.
So that Florida Wildlife Corridor is an 18 million acre network of public and private lands?
That's right. The Florida Wildlife Corridor, as designated by the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act in 2021, is 18 million acres, which takes up about half the state of Florida. 10 million acres are existing public lands. They're already protected. Places like national parks, national forest, these are our public parks and preserves. But the problem is, they will become islands surrounded by development if we don't protect the green space in between. The goal of the Florida Wildlife Corridor is to create incentives for the protection of those other green spaces so that we have a connected habitat corridor that goes from the Everglades all the way to Georgia and across to Alabama.
What other species are helped by this wildlife corridor?
Thousands of species, wide-ranging species like the Florida black bear, but other species like migratory birds like the swallowtail kite, endangered reptiles like the indigo snake, the bonneted bat, the red-cockaded woodpecker. So you protect the land you need to save one panther. You end up saving habitat for so many other species of wildlife that depend on that same land.
So with the fact that now we have photographic evidence that panthers are ranging farther through Florida, what do you worry about most with the future survival of the Florida panther?
It's a race against time as to whether we can save enough land fast enough to secure the connections in the Florida Wildlife Corridor so the panther has a lifeline to keep expanding further north in the state. There are still 1,000 people a day moving to the state of Florida. It is putting tremendous pressure on our remaining green spaces. And so we need to be really intentional about saving land and saving land soon in order to have any balance between the ecology of this state and the economy that continues to grow.
Carlton Ward Jr. is a National Geographic explorer, photographer, and founder of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Project. Thanks, Carlton.
Thank you, Nyla.